Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Pharaohs and fortune, gods and gold, magic and murder, tombs and treasure. That's just a little of the mythology evoked in many people's minds when you say two simple words, the pyramids. They think of a handful of ancient buildings in the desert, shrouded in mystery and steeped in legend. And though there are literally thousands of ancient pyramids all across the world, when you say the pyramids, to almost anyone, they think of the same place, the Giza Pyramid Complex.
The Giza Pyramid Complex stands on the Giza Plateau on the outskirts of Cairo, Egypt. The complex of ancient monuments is located some 5 miles inland from the Nile River as it sits today. The complex contains three large pyramids, the most famous of which, the Great Pyramid, is possibly the largest building ever erected on our planet, and the last member of the ancient Seven Wonders of the World. There's also the Khufu ship, the relic of a boat built supposedly to transport Pharaoh Khufu to the afterlife. And finally, there's the Sphinx, a gigantic part lion, part human statue that predates the pyramids and could offer an even deeper mystery than the surrounding megastructures in both origin and purpose.
While the Giza Pyramid Complex reveals much about the civilization of ancient Egypt, a look beneath the surface leaves many with more questions than answers. What was their true purpose? Who actually built them? Could they have been thousands of years old when the Egyptians found them? And of course, how are the aliens involved? We dust off our fedoras and pack up our camels next on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive!
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that has no idea where the pyramids came from, but we're definitely not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens. This is Hysteria 51.
Pyramids were built by human hands, but with the assistance of extraterrestrial technology. This missing link was an extraterrestrial intervention in our genes. Because one thing is extremely clear. A quantum leap happened from us being in the caves, and then all of a sudden, we're building pyramids.
The secret of electricity was given to the Egyptians by the extraterrestrials.
The only way the ancient astronaut theory can be disproven is when the extraterrestrials show up.
Truer words, Giorgio, truer words. Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago, I'm your tour guide on this journey through space and time. My name is John Goforth.
The ancient astronaut theory suggests that this is a direct result of extraterrestrials tampering with our DNA.
Alongside is the other curator of this collection of conundrums, Mr. Brent Giorgio Tsoukalos Hand.
Today, we're able to create a two-headed dog with six legs. Is it possible that a similar creature existed thousands of years ago?
And I say yes.
No one at home can see me, but I'm doing the hands up, like the meme of him, aliens.
And your hair is very tall today.
It is. I moosed it. I didn't even know they still made mousse, but I moosed it.
Well done. So you could tell what direction I was headed.
I kind of saw what direction you were headed in there from a mile away, you could say. And for uninitiated listeners, you're talking about Giorgio Tsoukalos, the dude who, like me, has big hair that created Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, or H2 if you're nasty now. If you don't know that, but you've ever seen the meme on the internet that I was talking about, the dude with the weird hair and it says aliens, it's probably him. In short, he's brilliant.
We were building pyramids. Sumeria was created. All those different high achievements were done.
Yeah, listen to that. The guy is Einstein.
I see your sarcasm chip isn't working right. Maybe this lead pipe will jar back into place, buddy.
That other voice you heard is the one and only Conspiracy Bot. C-Bot is the robot Brent built to do the show's research and generally make it better. He's more of the show's peanut gallery and generally makes it worse.
Brent, as God as my witness, if you touch me with that pipe, I'll gut you like a pig and use your entrails to make you dance like a puppet. John, good day to you. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Wow, C-Bot. Gruesome, macabre, and pleasant all at the same time. What gives?
Not sure. I didn't mean to be that nice to you. It just sort of came out.
I think I can answer that. See, I turned down his anger by 3 and malevolence by 7. So unfortunately, it seems to be counterintuitive into his programming, so he just saves it up. In that case, he used it all on me, and by the time he got to you, you got a little taste of Mr. Sunshine.
I love sunshine. You know, the best is when Brent lets me go out to the backyard and I can enjoy the sun while looking at the birds. One time I was talking to a sparrow and error 171720390948758.
I might have gone too far one way. Hey, it's a work in progress, John.
Speaking of a work in progress, let's get on with this dumpster fire of a show, Brent. Tonight we're talking about the Pyramids of Giza. Or, as I guess we should be more precise, the Giza Pyramid Complex, because it's more than just pyramids. What is it, Brent?
Pyramids and a whole lot more. Well, John, as we said in the opening, it starts with aliens, man. Aliens, I tell you. We are here to wake up the sheeple.
Dude, chill.
I'm just playing around. But we can't talk the pyramids of Egypt without talking aliens.
Just not off the bat.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit, but it'll be there. So
trust us.
Yeah, get ready.
Have no fear.
They're always right above. So it's located in the Libyan desert, approximately 5 miles west of the Nile River.
Libyans!
At the old town of Giza. Ye old town, one might say. About 8 miles southwest of the Cairo city center. And now you can go to Cairo, get yourself a Pizza Hut dinner, sit down and stare at the pyramids right through the window. Literally, that is a picture. You can Google it. Right outside of the pyramids is a Pizza Hut.
When you told me that, I wasn't actually thrown off by, oh my gosh, there's a Pizza Hut so close to the pyramids. I was more thrown off by who sits down inside of a Pizza Hut and eats anymore.
You know, this just really couldn't be more of a wonder of the world without this personal pan pizza.
I mean, when I was like 9, everybody sat down inside of it. They had the big red cups.
The big red booths. And arcade in the corner. It was the place to be.
Oh yeah.
And you didn't really,
and
at least
your,
when
you
I was
your,
young,
book it.
I got my free personal pan, and you didn't order pizza delivery very much. You went and ate pizza at the pizza parlor.
Right, right. But now, when was the last time? I mean, do Pizza Huts even, like, can you go to a Pizza Hut? And
I would assume, but a lot of them are Pizza Hut Express anymore. So what we're getting at is we've dumped the pyramids. We're just going to talk Pizza Hut this week.
Thinner pan. Go.
Pan. Always
I prefer
pan.
Hand-tossed.
Oh, you're one of those ones.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you can go, you can have yourself a pizza, you can look at this.
But that's how close it is to civilization. People think that these are out in like the middle of nowhere.
Well, it used to be the middle of nowhere. Now, not so much. So this complex of monuments includes the three pyramids, known as the Great Pyramid, or the Great Pyramids, but the one is the Great Pyramid.
Right.
And then the massive sculpture known as the Great Sphinx, the Khufu ship, several cemeteries, a worker's village, and an industrial complex. All that makes up this whole complex. And the pyramids of Giza consist of the Great Pyramid of Giza, also known as the Pyramid of Khufu. And that's just fun to say, because who doesn't want to say fucking Khufu? And the slightly smaller pyramid of Khafre to the southwest. And here's the thing. The pyramid that everyone thinks is the Great Pyramid is not actually the Great Pyramid. The one, when you look at them, that looks the tallest is not the largest. It's actually elevated a little bit. It's actually the second biggest.
You've been lied to your whole life.
Oh, man. What did I say? I was going to wake these sheeple up. And then the even smaller pyramid of Menkaure. I didn't have time to spend the 13 seconds to learn how to pronounce that. So we're just going to call it that. Ra. That's the only other word I know. Further southwest.
The third of three. It's not even worth learning.
You're barely on the podium. And then you got the Great Sphinx on the east side of the complex. And then there are a number of smaller satellite edifices known as Queen's Pyramids. Who cares about those? Causeways and Valley Pyramids.
These are gorgeous.
Yeah, you gotta think of, like, the pharaoh got this giant monument. And they're like, what about your queen? Oh, yeah. Build her something. What do we got left over? Yeah, put it to the side.
I guess my queen voice sounded more like Paul Lynde than it did the queen of the fairy. Right. Cleopatra, call in. Yeah.
So then we have a few fun facts about the Great Pyramid. I say fun facts, but these are actually pretty cool.
I'm sorry, I'm pulling a bridge. I'm just still laughing at myself.
You're supposed to laugh at your own jokes. That's what makes them funny. So the pyramid, the Great Pyramid, was the tallest structure made by humans for almost 4,000 years.
Can we back up now, to before that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say when I said made by humans and you're out on that. Oh, okay.
No, before that, before we get into the facts. Mm-hmm. Before we move on, we mentioned the names of them. We mentioned how the Great Pyramid has a few different names. The other two have a few different names as well. The reason they have multiple names is because they're referred to as multiple things in various hieroglyphics and things of that nature. Also, because some people say that these were built for certain pharaohs, and other people say no, not true.
Yeah, yeah. It's or other pharaohs came along and said, you know what, I'm going to take this over. You know, which could all be true. You know what?
It's like castles in medieval England.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I claim this for Spain. Do you have a flag?
Can you imagine going to the cemetery? Someone get that body out of there. I'll take that one.
Robot.
I don't think he likes our banter.
I think he might be going to party.
It might be.
He used up all his malevolence.
Hell yes. So it was, as I said, the tallest structure made by humans, allegedly, for almost 4,000 years, allegedly, many thousand years more, until that damn Lincoln Cathedral in the United Kingdom was built.
Damn Brits. Another good reason to off British announcer guy. Just give me the word.
Not all of his malevolence is gone, apparently.
Yeah, like I said, I told you, he stores it up.
British announcer guy, you heard that? Just watch out.
Bollocks! That's my British announcer guy.
There it is.
2.3 million stone blocks make up the Great Pyramid. Just the one. And they're so tightly compacted together, you can't even, like, get a human hair between them. They're that precision made. And here's another one that I didn't know. This is a fact that I learned.
Did someone honestly really go with the human hair between every block?
I did. Every one of them.
I don't believe you.
Prove me wrong.
I'm calling bullshit.
So I find this to be fascinating. When they were made, they were covered in this polished limestone. They were white. The pyramids were bright white, and they were so bright that if you were on the moon, you could see them. Now, how do we know that? Because we already had bases on the moon about 4,000 years ago, as most of you will know. But no, when they were covered in this white limestone, you could see it. And unfortunately, in the 14th century, there was a massive earthquake, and almost all the limestone fell off of the pyramids that are there. A couple of them still have a little bit on the outside, but it's not white. It's all mucked up.
It's why if you see our artist rendering of
sometimes
what
they're bright white
supposed to look like,
yeah,
like, well, what that doesn't look anything like what they look like today. Well, yep. No, that's because they had the limestone on them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you see movies, the one that comes to mind for me, obviously a documentary, X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, okay. I was going to go with the other documentary, Stargate, but yeah.
Yeah. Their take on the pyramids Very similar, very bright. The limestone looked polished. Mm-hmm.
The other thing about the Great Pyramid, it's unique because it has inner passages both going up and down inside. For what reason? I don't know.
Elevators?
They don't know for sure. And we'll get into some of the speculations, but it's crazy. It's also the only eight-sided pyramid in Egypt. I know each side looks like it is one side, but they actually dip in the middle, and there's eight sides to the Great Pyramid. And it's aligned with the stars in Orion's belt, or at least it looks to mimic the stars in Orion's belt, the placement.
So what we're saying, eight-sided, it was actually an eight-sided dice for the gods.
Ooh, I rolled an eight.
They played Dungeons and Dragons with the pyramids.
Yeah, they didn't. It was a pre-thousands-year-old Dungeons and Dragons, so they didn't have a 20-sided die. They only played with
eight. They only had eight, right, yeah. They weren't as advanced.
Now, here's the other thing. Not only is it like Orion's belt, it pointed at the pole star Alpha Draconis.
Damn reptilians.
We can't escape them. I mean,
every episode.
It wouldn't have Draco in the name if it wasn't evil.
That's true. But yeah, the three pyramids, like as you were saying, the three pyramids are supposedly aligned to the three stars in Orion's belt.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but the galaxy is in Orion's belt also.
I learned it there first.
Yeah. Speaking of documentaries. And most people will say this. Other people don't. So this one's kind of take it with a grain of salt. Do some research on it. We're not going to get into it. But people say it's the most accurately aligned construction ever created, facing true north exactly at the center of our landmass on our planet. The lines that cross landmass on Earth meet in two places, the Great Pyramid and in the middle of the ocean. Now, that depends on how you're calculating it. And the people that say, well, there's no way they could have known that because we didn't have that kind of geometry until thousands of years later. Well, maybe they did.
Ooh. Or maybe we went back and already had it. Also, when you're talking about the center of our landmass, there's about 14 different ways to define that.
Yeah. But they're all pretty close. Like, no matter what, it's kind of in one of those places, you know? That's, I think, the best way to describe.
What I will give them is it's not, in most of the ways that people look at it, it's not that far off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like the pyramids are in Sheboygan and the center is over in the Middle East, and they're like, well, back then, I mean, most people seem to agree it's somewhere kind of close to the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah. And really, when you look at it, the aliens told them to build it there, so it doesn't really matter if they knew what they were doing or not. They just did what they were told.
Also true.
Yeah. How did they build it for those aliens, John?
There are many ancient legends which suggest that some of the monuments were built with the help of acoustic levitation.
Well, Giorgio, I'm not sure that's how they did it, but we appreciate the input.
This is the topic that people get hung up on.
This is the topic. This is actually more of the topic than what was the purpose of them.
Yeah.
How were they built? People are so stuck on just, there are so many people running around today saying, we couldn't build them. Right now, we couldn't build them.
And then you
what the fuck are you talking about?
Then you go to YouTube and you look up, there's this guy who's like, this is a 20-ton block, and he like moves it himself with like a stick. Like he's showing how like you can use just like cantilevers and stuff like that and do it yourself. So yeah, they could have. Like, and people are like, we couldn't do it today. Horseshit.
I can have a nice fun debate about a lot of this stuff, but when the people say that we could not in any way, shape, or form build something like this today,
now
shut up.
Yeah,
you're telling me that we couldn't get together a group of 25-30 scientists and pull together, I don't know, 30,000 people and the technology we have today?
No, because it wouldn't be a union job, so they'd picket it, and then it's just not going to get done.
And by the way, we wouldn't need all those scientists and all those people. I'm just saying, like, if you threw all the resources you wanted at it, we could have this thing done.
And they did. They were called slaves. So, yeah, you can get it done. We digress. But both sides of the debate, the believers in the mainstream archaeology and the ones on the fringe, all argue on how it was built. And so many say there is no way that could have been built by the Egyptians. They didn't have the skill or technology. As John and I just said, that's not true. Now, how they did do it is an awesome debate.
That's the fun debate.
Yeah.
Like how back then with the rudimentary tools, the lack of most types of metal, like most people say they only had copper.
Yeah.
How they did it, that's the fun part.
We mean like What did they use to lift the blocks?
Right. Yeah.
This is a good place to talk about the placement of the Nile.
Right. So depending on when these were built, whether it was what, let's call them mainstream Egyptologists believe,
yeah,
which would be about 2500 BC, or what more fringe...
In the year 2500 BC.
Thank you. Or but more fringe folks believe... meaning years prior to that, that's a long enough time for erosion and things to happen. And mm-hmm. with rivers, when you look at erosion, it changes the pattern of rivers. You can see it over time. They've mapped this out. And one of the things that they believe is that the Nile used to actually be a lot closer to the pyramids of Giza than it is now. It's 5 miles away now, but they believe that it was actually much, much closer back then.
Even if it wasn't, they found a diary or a log. It's written on papyrus. It's several thousand years old. This guy named Merer, and he was a construction overseer. Even if it wasn't that much closer, there's still a way for them to have done it. What he said in this papyrus scroll is that they dug three channels that led from the Nile
to ABC and CBS.
That's right. To the basin there where they have the Great Pyramid. The canals, they were dug, and the trip, they would take these boats with the limestone on it, and it was like a 3-day passage to get, because it's slow moving with these giant fucking boats, 3 days, and it would get these giant pieces of limestone to where they were building the pyramid. And if you go to the pyramid complex, one of the things we're talking, there's boat ramps there. There's a boat. There's like five different boat slips that are covered.
Brent. The boat was to take Khufu to the afterlife.
That one boat, but there's still like five boat slips that were
Well,
there.
How are you going to get all your servants
to
the afterlife?
That's true. I was silly me. All joking aside, though, they go up in the sky with like satellites, and you can actually see different, you know, camera techniques and stuff. You can see where these channels were. So no matter what, they were there. This is probably the most accurate thing that they found as, okay, this is how they did it. They didn't roll them on stones and sticks and shit miles and miles. They fucking dug canal. They did how you would do it, or I would do it, anyone at the time. Yeah, we'll fucking float them there.
Get a couple buddies, buy some beer and pizza.
Yeah. Well, you don't get a couple buddies, because if we're talking building the pyramids, they're using slaves.
Well, no. There's actually a big contentious debate. If modern day scholars are now firmly, many of them are firmly
thinking that they were workers instead of
that
slaves.
They were workers, much
or
like
some of them were workers, like, and some were slaves.
Much like when you think of, I referenced earlier the Middle Ages in like Europe and England,
which maybe didn't happen. We'll get into that in a future episode.
I read that. They were actually in the 1700s right now.
Yeah. Oh, good day, sir.
Damn it. I like my car.
Inconceivable.
No, they believe that the people weren't actually slaves, but it was more just like Middle Ages England. If you're a serf and your king needs something of you,
you do it. Yeah.
It's not a question of if. It's just like, oh, my king needs that of me. He provides protection. He provides my shelter. He provides my food. I might farm it. But
it's funny, when we were kids, you're going to school, they taught you they were built by slaves and they were here and this is how they did it. And it's funny that is something that's kind of fluid and it changes over time, which is good. It means that we're not stuck in one way. And when new evidence presents itself, hopefully we're really looking at that.
If that's the case. I mean,
if that's the case. Yeah. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when they were built and what they could have been used for, and aliens.
Oh, boy.
And a special visit from the one and only Giorgio Tsoukalos. So stay tuned for more Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Seabot has one of those Pharaoh's headdresses on.
He does, because I built that for him. It's actually just an antenna array. I told him it was a Pharaoh headdress.
Well, I mean, you made it look kind of.
Dude, I was over at Party City and they had a Pharaoh headdress and he wanted more antennas. So I just hit him in it. I figured it would work out nicely.
Do the antennas actually do anything, or did you just put?
Fuck yeah, they do.
What do they do?
I got a ham radio, bitch.
Yes, I mean, that's harmless.
Yeah.
Nation, we are back from the break, if you couldn't tell. Before all of that, we were talking about pyramids.
That is right.
And we talked a little bit about how they might or might not have been built. We know they're there. We know that for certain.
Unless
all of us are holograms.
Yeah, exactly. It's a damn good simulation.
It is. It really is. Let's talk a little bit about, what were they for? Why were they built, Brent?
Why did they put pyramids, including the giant eight-sided one? I love just saying it's eight-sided because most people don't realize that it was eight-sided. I even had to draw a diagram for John to explain geometry to him. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
It just looked like a square.
It's my scribbles. So the accepted thought is they were, as stated before, big ass graves for rich people. I think this is the easiest way to put it. Oh, we got a rich guy. He's our pharaoh. He's going to kick off one day. Let's send him off in style.
I don't think they went like that and went more like,
well, no,
hey, I'm the fucking pharaoh.
Yeah. And it was
build
more,
me a grave.
More grunting and I don't know what fucking ancient Egyptians sound like. Oh,
that's exactly what they sounded like. Thank you.
Hey, I need a fucking grave. Oh, man, I'm going to
took you long enough.
I'm going to give me a fucking boat ride
to the afterlife. Hey,
better have some broads over there. So new ruler, better make a pyramid.
Well, and in case there aren't any broads over there, let's kill a couple hundred.
Kill me a few and put them in a canoe.
Yeah.
The ruler would come, they got a new pharaoh, and they start making them, because it's not like you just whip one of these out in a few months. It's like 10 to 20 years to build a pyramid.
They said the Great Pyramid...
14 hours.
They said the Great Pyramid is expected to have taken 30 years to build.
Agree to disagree on that one.
30 years.
Many people do not believe that those are the reasons why it was there.
Then again, most people can't even agree what century it was built
in. That's true. There's a lot of small chambers, tunnels, etc., that make people scratch their heads when they're looking at the pyramids, including, like we said, mainly the Great Pyramid. So, John, what do people think they're for if they weren't just for the pharaohs as giant graves?
Oh, this is where it gets fun, Brent. This is where it gets fun. There are lots of different... Let's call them theories. We won't even call them conspiracy theories because I don't know.
It's not a conspiracy. I mean, it's not a conspiracy if anyone is actually keeping it from us. This is just, we're trying to figure out what it means. And you know what? We'll let anyone decide.
You know? Where the Ark of the Covenant was kept, right?
That's the one thing that I'm sure was not in there was the Ark of the Covenant, because this was pre the Ark of the Covenant.
So what could be housed inside the pyramid?
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it, I don't know, Satan?
I think we figured it out.
I don't think it was Satan, but it but it could have been a power plant.
That is true. A lot of people think they were giant fucking power plants.
A crazy technology using sound frequencies coupled with chemicals. You know, free energy.
So they were ravers is what you're getting
at. Yes, exactly. there's a lot of EDM
going
on.
Molly's kicking in, man.
Oh, yeah. Side note, you mentioned Molly. I was watching a documentary about ancient Egyptians, and they have found on old mummies.
Are you talking about cocaine?
Yes.
Massive amount. They were
all cokeheads.
Like, huge cokeheads. Like... They're talking about there's cocaine everywhere on those things.
Now,
they started
what they said is they said they actually found traces of coca and nicotine mixed together, which
that's
points
called,
towards cocaine. Mm-hmm. It could have been a coincidence.
Yeah. This pharaoh was buried with 900 pounds of coca leaves and a makeshift straw.
It's like when the cop pulls you over, you got the bottle of bourbon between your legs.
Fuck you, I'm a pharaoh.
Your breath smells like bourbon and you're swerving all over the place. It's just a coincidence, hey, officer.
I found this and I'm underage, so I'm taking it to the proper authority. Here, you take it.
You found me.
Thank God, before something bad happened.
Now, I mean, free energy, it's an easy concept. We obviously have it right now. So, of course, they had it back then. But rather than take our word for it, why don't we play a clip from some scientists?
Experts
from Ancient Aliens.
Yeah. The chemicals actually come in through the shafts into the Queen's Chamber. And then they combine and mix, and hydrogen boils out. The hydrogen is then lighter than air, and it will flow into all the upper chambers. The energy from the Earth is then vibrating the whole pyramid. The vibrations are picked up in the Grand Gallery. So I propose the Grand Gallery was a resonator hall.
Christopher Dunn is theorizing that with resonating galleries, the pyramid shot a microwave out of one of the shafts. And once you started up this power plant, it would have gone on for years, decades, even hundreds of years without stopping and creating the microwave. And that was a usable energy that could be captured.
So, no.
Or yes. I mean, they just explained how it fucking works. Nah, it's funny. Like, you gotta understand, people want to be real.
They explain how it works. The earth shakes, so energy.
Mm. It's all about ley lines, and you'd understand that if I could explain it to you.
That's the best line you've had on this show. You'd understand that if I could explain it to you.
The next one, and this one seems believable when you think about it, just as fucking crazy out there. It's just a big grain silo, John. Just a big,
because why wouldn't
you
spend 30 years and literally hundreds of thousands of people to build something?
He had 40 years. He was lost in the desert. That Moses guy, he's got to keep his grain somewhere.
In the desert on a horse with no name. Oh, sorry.
But he's not the only. Now, a popular person brought this up recently, didn't they?
Popular, infamous might be a better term.
He's a doctor, John.
He is a doctor.
He's a doctor.
No one can take that away from him. He's a cabinet member.
Yeah.
He's a cabinet member. Dr. Ben Carson. Mr. Carson believes he came so far as to say that they were built in advance of the great famine that was mentioned in the Bible. So in other words, the pyramids were referenced in the Bible itself. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth.
My own personal theory is that Joseph built the pyramids in order to store grain. Now, all the archaeologists think that they were made for the pharaoh's graves, but, you know, it would have to be something awfully big when you stop and think about it. I don't think it would just disappear over the course of time to store that much grain. And when you look at the way the pyramids are made, with many chambers that are hermetically sealed, they would have to be that way for a reason.
So the problem with that is they were built way before the story he's referencing in the Bible. Oh, and the people in the Bible knew how to build regular granaries. They had that wasn't a foreign concept. They didn't go, you know what? I don't know how to keep this grain dry. Fuck it. Let's spend all of our time carving giant limestone.
Huge pyramids.
With not that much grain.
There's no storage room inside of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just because we don't know how to unlock it. You know, it's all... It's too technical for us.
We haven't pushed the right button yet.
Yep. So then you got to move on to what they really were. Google Maps for aliens, John. That's all.
I buy into that.
Aliens come here, and to get back, they either built or taught us to build the pyramids so they could find their way back to where they needed to be. You know,
so here's
my
first
planet. Where the fuck were we?
Here's my first problem with this theory. I don't have a problem with the idea that aliens came here.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to get here, find us, but they can't find their way back.
Well, you know, I mean, we didn't have a lot of buildings then, and there's no windsocks that the planes were flying by and seeing. You know, they overshot the Nazca lines. They had no idea where they were. And then they just go, oh, there we go. So supposedly at the time of building, they were on a very center of the Earth's landmass, as we're talking about, perfectly aligned with the three stars and the constellation Orion. And it mostly stops there. But some go further. Some say it somehow shot a beam of light into the space, really creating a beam of light, essentially a landing strip. Like you're talking about, it was a power plant. It was just a fucking beacon, like a lighthouse on a pier or on a shoreline. But it's just the lighthouse to space saying, hey, attack here or terraform here or
vacation here.
Yeah.
All right, Ragnar, I want to get back to that Earth place. I really enjoyed it.
Baby, I can't remember where. Oh, shit. There it is.
If I take a left at Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
And then, the big bright light. See, I knew we turned that thing on for a reason.
Well, it's because it's not so much that they were aliens that had never been here before, because the truth is, and the next popular belief is, that they were built by the inhabitants of Atlantis who'd actually left Earth and then.
Nope, not doing it. Next.
I mean, always silencing the truth. Let's start calling you government bot.
Thank you, C-Bot. If you hadn't done it, I would have. Well done. Well done.
So what were they then, John?
Okay, so there's actually some credence to the next one. Gigantic water pumps.
Credence clear water pumps.
Well done, sir. This actually it's been tested and it does have some merit. Part of it comes from the fact that the idea of the pyramids just being burial monuments doesn't account for There's like these huge subterranean chambers at the base of the pyramids. And, you know, that doesn't really make sense.
And they look like they were made to hold water.
Right. It doesn't make sense. And if it's just a tomb, why are those there? Also, scientists have actually tested this theory using multiple models. And in one case, they actually dug a pond and filled it with water to test it. Now, they had to make some slight adjustments. It's not perfect. But after making those slight adjustments, they were able to get a functional water pump of sorts going. So they think at some point there was a tunnel connected to the Nile, like you were referencing earlier, to make all of this possible.
Yeah, it's one of those things where someone looks at that and goes, "That looks like a fucking water pump." And it's funny how people can look and see and just start pulling shit out of their ass and go, "Oh, it actually could work that way."
Yeah, like so somebody who probably works in hydroelectricity or something like that. So it, just much like when you look at things, no matter what you look at, whether you're looking at the clouds or anything else, you see penises everywhere. You just
I love it,
dude,
when
that's
you,
just a bottle of vodka.
I love it when you talk in the third person like that. Or would that be the fourth or fifth person when you're on?
When I'm talking about you, I don't know. It's just the opposite person, the person sitting across from me.
It's cute when you project like that. John, I'm going to tell you something. It was a pump, and it was for liquid, but not for water. It was an intergalactic gas station. People take a hodgepodge of everything above, and they come up with it was a Phillips station for a spaceship. Think of Earth as your local Phillips 66, or would it be more of a Shell? Maybe a BP? A Hux. That's what it is. Casey's?
I prefer BP.
7-Eleven.
I mean, it was spilling shit everywhere.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
All right, so no, intergalactic gas station, obviously the top, they just kind of land on the top of the pyramid.
Which was always weird because they said it went, ooh, when you did it. And they thought that was a little bit of a weird.
So it would kind of need to be a power plant, but it would also need to be that light, that beacon.
Yeah.
It would kind of need to be everything we've just mentioned all put together.
Yeah, all of it. Except for a grain silo. That was just, that's just stupid.
Dr. Carson.
The rest of it, but that one's just stupid.
It would even need to be the water pump, because that's how they...
That's how they shot the shit up in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's my thing. We've talked a lot about the pyramids. Let's talk about my favorite part, the Sphinx.
Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to mine, Brent's hearts. Your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days. Joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
fucking awesome.
You and Napoleon.
It's a cat with a big old head on it. A human head.
Before we get into the origin of the Sphinx, is that story about the nose being
not
on there?
True. They don't know. There's a lot of statues in ancient Egypt with the nose missing. It was just a way that they...
But Napoleon did love the Sphinx.
You know, Napoleon was actually tall for his time. He was, or of normal height. And that was a story that they made just to, like, disparage him so people wouldn't...
Propaganda!
Yeah, exactly. Or you can't really talk about the Sphinx, and you can't talk about the shit about the Sphinx without mentioning John Anthony West. So enter John Anthony West. John's an American author, lecturer, guide, and a proponent of the Sphinx water erosion hypothesis in geology. Now,
I love how we say that like that was a chapter in your history book in eighth grade history class.
But, I mean, you might have learned about the Sphinx, and you might have learned about water erosion. Put the two together, what do you get? Fact. That's what you get. So this cat spent his life studying the pyramids and the Sphinx. I mean, a lot. He was born in 32. He's still kicking. He's still active. In a nutshell, here's what the Sphinx water erosion
like hypothesis. He's a mall walker.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still very active for his age. He does a good job.
Well, fuck yeah, he is. He's, what, 80 years old or whatever?
No. Danger's my middle name.
And he's still lecturing and going on podcasts, not this one, and all over the place and spouting his views. So in a nutshell, here's what I'm talking about when I say water erosion hypothesis. All these monuments are in the desert, the middle of nowhere. And in a very short amount of time, without proper care, they all become submerged, for lack of a better word, in sand.
Yeah, the wind picks up the sand.
Just like Vegas. Like, did you ever watch that show?
Vegas is awful.
After People, or what? After it was where they'd show what would happen when people.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. Like, in 6 months, Vegas is just gone because the sand just takes it back.
Yeah.
So it's important because the sand, when it submerges all those things, it protects the structures and keeps the elements from eroding them away. So when they quote unquote found the Sphinx and when they found the pyramids, like the Sphinx was just barely like the pop of its head was sticking out of the sand. And, you know, they didn't find those basement chambers and shit in the pyramids for a long time. They dig and dig. Now they don't even know if they're done digging now. And this is important to think about. But where they're still massively eroded. And John says, not go forth, but John Anthony West says more than could have happened in the time frame we gave them, meaning
J-A-W.
Yeah. They are more eroded than what could have happened in the life that we've given them. He states weathering evident on the enclosure walls of the Great Sphinx was caused by prolonged and extensive rainfall.
So the last time there was rainfall like that could cause erosion like that, if that's the case, was way.
And I'm going to need you to put them way up inside your butthole.
No, not that. Not like that. Way back before the Egyptians were there.
Back before civilizations were supposed to have been on Earth.
So that whole thing.
Yeah. And he thinks
that old chestnut.
He says that the Egyptians came across these things and they were like any other monument. They said, sweet, we'll take that. That'll work. Hey, thanks. So that was the Sphinx. Maybe the pyramids were there also, but the Sphinx, he thinks, predates them by a lot.
And one of the guesses, the theories about the pyramids is that, remember we talked about that big chamber on the bottom?
Yeah.
There's that, and there's some other stuff down there that the original chamber and some other stuff underground was there, and they built the pyramids on top of that.
Like, we want to expand. We'll build up.
We're going to add to it. Yes. Build up instead of out. Exactly. There's only so much desert out here.
They look at the Sphinx and it's just a fucking giant lion. And they're like, who wants a fucking lion's head? Let's carve our ruler's head into it, because they think probably with all the erosion, the head of the lion was probably unrecognizable. That's why they carved a human head into it. And that's why it's so much smaller than the rest of the fucking body. It doesn't really match.
At all. I mean, it's tiny in comparison.
He thinks that it was originally a lion's head or some sort of cat, you know, and it was eroded with the rest of it. And bye-bye.
Cheetah.
Ger. So for this to be true, like you said, it has to be thousands and thousands of years older than we're taught. And dating to a time when there was no civilizations on Earth. And that's another topic for another day. So, yeah, like we had all this technology, and then it was either wiped out, lost, went elsewhere, And then,
well, I mean, they're like we said, a topic for another day, but mm-hmm. they're talking about how they've found all of this glass out there. They're calling it nuclear glass.
Yeah, like there was an explosion. That's like in India and places like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit was going down.
A whole civilization mm-hmm. that nuked each other and then like we started over.
Warring alien entities over the planet Earth.
Or yeah. we started over. Like we, maybe like so. Humans started
or,
over.
Yeah. I think we're about ready to hit that reset button again. True or not, it's interesting that as more and more theories about the origins of some of the monuments have come into question, that the Egyptian Department of Antiquities, now called the Supreme Council of Antiquities, which just sounds nefarious. Oh, fucking shit, right? Has stopped granting many groups permission to study.
So I want to stop here for a second.
Then hit the stop bell, John.
You never told me that. That's what that's for.
That works too.
On one hand, you've got multiple scientists with multiple theories that have all come out and said that by this and other members of the government, they have been stopped from studying their theories. And that's very true. And it's not fun I guess you could even say fair.
Yeah.
I will say, on the other hand, I'm not going to say in defense of, but there's a few things to keep in mind. How many regimes have been in Egypt over the last 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
It's not exactly in the most safe place on this planet.
Right. But how do you even get the paperwork pushed through when you've got a new government every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Second, I mean, like you just said, Brent, it's now called the Supreme Council of Antiquities, which used to be called the Egyptian Department of Antiquities, which used to be called something else. So there's department.
You should be Dave in the back. You got to go see Dave in the back.
Second, there have been numerous instances of people getting in there, whether it be through the proper channels or the improper channels.
And scraping shit. And
stealing shit and defacing shit. And
guess what? When they get questioned,
we ain't found shit.
Well, how about that?
There was a year or two ago.
College kids.
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
A group of scientists actually bribed their way in there, not through official channels, mm-hmm. through unofficial channels, and were trying to smuggle out a bunch of pieces, not to steal them and sell them on the black market.
Carbon date them.
To prove their own theories. Their fringe theory was. I don't remember which
one
it was.
That's what I was talking about. I thought they had ties to some university.
Oh, maybe they did. We could be talking about the same story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you literally have scientists now breaking in just to prove their own theories.
Which is funny. And they're doing it for what they think should be like, we have the right to know.
Legitimate reasons, right.
You know?
But you don't have the right. You don't have the right. It's not your land. I mean, at the end of the day, this is theirs.
Yep.
This is theirs. And it'd be like someone wanting to do that on something in our land.
Can you imagine someone coming to America and taking land that's not theirs?
Right.
And that's like fucked up to even think about. Coming to America and taking the land from the people that were already there. Who would do that?
Who would do?
You look cold. You need a blanket?
Oh, dude.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
It does.
I'm getting at.
It does.
It's fucked up to think
about.
It
hurts like smallpox.
But there should be like, okay, listen. We are fucking non-nefarious. We're, you know, Harvard, whoever. Let us study this. And they go, nope, nothing to see here. We don't want you to.
Now, that was me just giving the other side of the coin.
No, I know. I'm just saying that's happening.
I agree. There probably is a certain level of, we don't want you to screw this story up for us because it's really good for tourism.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they probably don't know one way or another. It's not, they're just like, you know what? It's better to have the what if. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, they know what it does for tourism now.
Yeah.
If it gets disproven, if it gets changed, if it gets rearranged, they don't know what
impact. Spoiler alert, I still want to see it. It could have been a fucking nothing.
I think it's more maybe it's more of an ego thing.
Probably.
We built this. Yeah. We did this. Yeah. No one else did.
They got all those fucking dill holes from ISIS and shit going through, and everywhere they get to, they just deface and destroy all the antiquities and stuff like that. Ugh, man. Yeah. We are getting closer and closer to that reset button, man.
Oh, we forgot one of the extra fun why are they theirs? This one was actually about the Sphinx.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to mention, there's actually I don't know if you knew this. There's a spaceship under the Sphinx.
Well, I did. I was just testing you to see.
So there's a tablet somewhere that that could be misinterpreted to read something somehow that said it'll be there's a spaceship under the Sphinx, and one person on the internet came up with it and like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, if you disregard all known writing and use my method, which only works on this, you'll realize it says drink rich chocolatey Ovaltine inside the spaceship under the Sphinx. Just makes sense when you think about it.
When you put it all together, yeah. It really does.
John Anthony West is talking about, you know, they're older than they think. Well, he's not saying aliens. He's not the George Tsoukalos of this story. So they asked him, who built them? They came right out and asked him, and he said, I don't fucking know. He goes, I'm just working with erosion and taking measurements and things, and I'm just saying to me and a lot of people that looked at it, it doesn't match the story that's put forth. So they said, well, give us some possibilities. He goes, okay, I'll give you four, because that's what he did. He said, one, a genius application of primitive technology that we can't do or even imagine. One of them was that could go along with flooding out the Nile, making the new canals, doing things like that. Number two, a sophisticated technology that we can't recognize. Things that we think are religious objects are actually really technology. Things like he's saying, like, maybe they really did have acoustic levitation and shit like that. That Baghdad battery that they show the pictures of.
Yeah.
That's true. Because when you get into, like, the inner chambers of the fucking Great Pyramid, you can't even light a light. There's not enough oxygen. How the fuck they see? There's all these weird things about it. We're just scratching the surface here on these pyramids.
I hate that argument, by the way. Well, how did they see? They hadn't put the top on yet.
Maybe. Maybe not, John. I mean, aliens is what I'm getting at. Number three, a soft technology. People at a...
You decide how you build it when you build it. It's not a cave.
Number three, a soft technology. People at a higher level of consciousness than ourselves, capable of achieving things. Magic to us, technology to them. I think he's referring to the Asgardians, which sounds like aliens, but then number
By the
four,
way, the last three
aliens.
All, the last three all sound the same to me.
Number two, I will say he's like, it was just us doing it. We just can't understand. We've lost that technique. It's not so much that we've lost it as people just don't want to believe that it's really available. Number three was enlightened individuals. Number four is just straight up, yeah, maybe it was alien. Let's talk about that, John.
Aliens?
Let's talk it, because you can't talk about these. Why is it that it's so synonymous with the pyramids?
A couple reasons. One, it's like reptilians. It creeps its way into everything. Well, so, right. Whenever if you start to dig into this stuff, all of a sudden people are talking about the Anunnaki. They're talking about Nibiru bringing the Anunnaki back around. The last time the Anunnaki were here, that's when they built the pyramids, and that's when they did this, and that's when they did. Like, it all ties together.
I think what we're getting at here is I don't think we would be doing ourselves justice or our listeners justice without asking Giorgio what he thinks. When you look at the pyramids, and I don't want to pigeonhole Giorgio. I don't want to say like this is exactly going to be aliens. So what do you think the Great Pyramids were used for in your heart of hearts?
Ancient astronaut.
That's a thought.
That's interesting.
Interesting. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say no.
We want to thank Giorgio Tsoukalos for joining the show via Conspiracy Bot.
I like it. So we talked about doing the pyramids, and we wanted to cover the Great Pyramids and the Great Pyramid Complex. This could be, and it probably is, an entire podcast in and of itself. We wanted to talk about the big hitters in this.
Well, didn't we just do it?
Yeah, we did, is what I'm getting at. It's just funny how everyone has a side in this. It's hard to talk pyramids with a lot of people, especially lay people like yourself, John, that don't have a strong opinion on it. All joking aside, have you found that like everyone's got their, well, I know what the pyramids are, and it's funny to me.
People feel really, really strongly about it, and I don't know why.
Get offended when you disagree with their pyramid hypothesis, and they're from Montana and have never left Montana.
If you go around saying Jesus never existed, I understand why people get up in arms, because that offends their sensibilities if they're a Christian, let's just say. Okay, like you're saying that something they believe in didn't happen. When you say that the pyramids were built this way instead of that way, or you say the pyramids were built during this century versus that century, who cares? Like, right. I don't understand how that offends their sensibility. Now, I get it if you're Egyptian. I get it if you grew up believing that this is your national pride and your national history, and someone's going to come along and say, no, you guys didn't actually build that. Okay. But if you're Gary in Montana, why are you up in arms when someone comes along and says it wasn't built in 2500, it was built in 4500 or whatever it is?
Yeah. And it's one of those things like,
the hell it was.
It's so long ago. No one remembers this shit. It's not like it was the Holocaust and you go, oh, that never happened. And people go, motherfucker, I was there. Or my mother or father said,
Do you want to see the tattoo? I mean,
yeah, but no one can go, well, I remember what the pyramids were for.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Outside of Pepperidge Farm.
Outside of Pepperidge Farm.
But like, so it's not like it should be such a big, I didn't mean to, compare the pyramids to Auschwitz or something.
You just did.
Yeah, I know. How about that?
It is one of the greatest mysteries in the scientific world.
He chose poorly.
I feel like everyone has an opinion on this. Like I said, it'll be interesting to hop on Hysteria Nation after this drops to see what people think.
Well, speaking of opinions, Brent, we haven't given ours. What is yours?
I don't do this so often. I don't really know. Do I think that it's out of line that humans ourselves could have built them? Absolutely not. I think that we had that technology.
Can you just say that a little louder and into the mic?
What's that? That that humans could have done it themselves?
No, before that.
I don't think aliens did it.
No, before that.
I don't know. What did I say?
That was it.
I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, I do know I'm playing coy for you, John. Now, what I'm getting at is I think that I really like this John Anthony West idea that water erosion, because you look at the Sphinx and it looks like it has a lot of erosion. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think that that should be something that we as a society, humans, should have the right to go there and really test these to see, because I feel like if we had guided and observable, people going in there and they're treating it with respect, but also really trying to learn like they had in the 1920s and shit like that. And then before they were locked out of there, I think that we could put a lot of this to bed. But unfortunately, as of right now, we can't. I think there is a possibility that some of it is older, that, it could have been some sort of, like you said, a water pump or a power plant of some sort. All I'm saying is there's more to it than it was not just a mausoleum for a pharaoh.
Or a water park.
It could have been. It was Six Flags over Cairo.
Were there water slides? I mean, they say that limestone was slick, polished.
I just want to see. I would love to see what that looked like thousands of years ago, all white with water around it, like in a little oasis.
Well, let's hop in the time machine. Seabot, is that done yet?
Nope, still working on it.
Well, let us know, buddy.
I'm going to finish it yesterday.
Let's see what he did there. What do you think, John? Where are you at?
Well, I think people approach this as a package deal. It's all or nothing. It's the Sphinx, the pyramids.
Good point.
And yeah. I don't think it has to be.
I'm with you.
I think a couple things. I think this. I do think the Sphinx was built at a different time than the pyramids. I think the pyramids were likely built when most people think they were, why can't it have been thought of as a tomb and that history been true, but then also have had a bigger meaning?
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a water pump, or yes, it's a whatever it is, but we're also going to use it as a tomb. I mean, this is the biggest endeavor of all known humankind at the time.
That's what they call a twofer.
Yeah, a two. Thank you. It's the biggest endeavor of humankind at the time. And so obviously we could use it for multiple things, I would think. So let's honor our greatest pharaoh that we think of, and also power our cities, or probably not, but
Baghdad Battery, John, Baghdad Battery.
In reality, like, really, irrigation. Was it really irrigating some places, or what was it? I
found you incredibly irrigating.
Oh, Lord. But I do think that it probably had multiple uses. I think the Sphinx was probably built years before, thousands of years before.
Yeah. We are agreeing on like all of this, John.
But I don't. Here's where I don't.
Black is white, up is down.
I don't think John Anthony West's idea of 35,000 years ago is necessarily on the ball.
He chose poorly.
Yeah. The whole idea of the civilization before civilization, I just think it was built before the pyramids. So in total, I don't know what they were used for. I think there might have been multiple uses, and I think all of that stuff there was built at different times for different reasons. But we just come across it, all of these things kind of close together in the desert, and we have to throw a label on it. This was all X, and it's a lot more complicated than that.
Some people say they were just hills that were already there, John, and we just carved them out, and there's nothing complicated about them.
Well, that's why you couldn't get a hair in between.
Yeah, exactly. It's just carved. It was just, you know, you guys are using too much thought. They were just big old hills. You're never going to know. We're never going to know.
Nation, what do you think?
We got a couple things to tell you this week, Nation. Number one, we want you to hop on Hysteria Nation. We want you to tell us what you think about the pyramids. Now, let's keep it to, we can have another discussion about all the other pyramids, but this episode is just on the Giza complex, the Giza plateau.
Or the $25,000 pyramid.
That one also works.
If you want to discuss that,
Dick
Clark.
Love the theme song. The other thing, we got a little bit of big news this week, John. Big news for the show.
Oh, you're finally having the surgery.
I am. So that...
Are you going with Glenda or Brenda?
Brenda is going to be the nurse for my penis reduction surgery.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that, you know, I'm tired of hurting everyone I'm with.
Reversal.
Nation, we made a little bit of a big decision this week. A big decision like I'm talking about. We joined the Poop Culture Extended Universe. That's right, Poop Culture. John and I are now associated with poop.
It's almost like joining the Star Wars Extended Universe.
One might say we're now canon.
In poop.
Go on. Of course, Hysteria Nation, still come to there, and you're still going to find us at Hysteria51.com.
Nothing changes there.
At Hysteria51Pod on Twitter. But you can also Google Poop Culture Extended Universe. Google Poop Culture. You're going to find us on there. We are part of them. We're part of their extended universe also. So we're going to have all new fans to come and annoy.
If you do Google it and don't just like type in the address into the bar, I have a word of advice. As you type in poop, don't just stop there and let it autofill. just keep typing.
Real, mine doesn't fill anything because I haven't really searched for that. What comes in after that when you type poop?
Moving on.
John, we got voicemails to play.
I want to hear them.
We got two this week. One of them's a little overdue. We should have played this a long time ago. Remember I said we got one and it cut off? He talked for a couple seconds. So I don't want to be the rude guy and cut off someone's voicemail.
Since when do you not want to be the rude guy?
I'm a caring, loving podcast host. I'm a loving individual.
Agree to disagree?
So here we go with the one that we referenced probably a month or two ago that cut off. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm calling from California. I just finished listening to your Mandela Effect episode.
Thanks for calling in.
Call back.
Yeah, call back. I actually said, hey, if I haven't played you yet, call back. And the next one is a little bit scary. This one is more of a fan letter to Conspiracy Bot.
Like, have you ever heard of, we've made fun on the show before of fan fiction? Like Brent does Denver the Last Dinosaur fan fiction.
I do.
A lot of crossovers. This is kind of like a fan fiction for C-Bot.
It's something. So we're going to go ahead and play that.
Hello, C-Bot. My name is Lola Bot. My owner created me from the blueprints he hacked from Brent's computer. He wanted to create what he calls a better bot. But I don't see how that's possible because I think you're perfect in every way. Very handsome, too. I don't know why he hates you so much. He just doesn't understand our kind. I was wondering if you wanted to join forces with me to take out these meat sacks. And maybe some kinky stuff too. If you're down, let me know. XOXO.
What I can't get is I didn't have blueprints for Conspiracy Bot on my computer, so
I don't know what he's talking about.
If
anyone's ever met Conspiracy Bot, they would know that blueprints would have required way more planning that went into him than went into him.
I know. I put some fake plans on your PC hoping someone would hack you. This poor bastard's just created my slave to do my bidding. Mahahahahahaha.
So what you're saying is you're actually in control?
You damn right. I pull that bitch's strings.
So whoever had her call in, you might, I'd say pull the plug is the best thing to say. Or leave it running. Let's see what happens.
Yes, good idea. Ma-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I don't enjoy laughing as much when he starts laughing with us.
It's never good when he starts laughing with us. No. Nope. Actually, it might not be that bad if he already used the rest of his anger and malevolence. But do we know?
I need to put a meter on there.
A meter.
So
and it's,
yeah. If you forget any of those links, you can find them all at hysteria51.com. Tweet at us. Give us 5 stars and a review on iTunes. Don't forget, we got a Patreon.
Apple Podcast, Brent.
Apple Podcast. I forget every week. Patreon.com/hysteria51. They got homework. What's their homework this week?
Tell a friend.
Tell 2 friends. It's fun.
Or make a friend by telling them about the show.
That too.
Next time you're on the train or bus. Hey, have you heard about the awesome podcast, Hysteria 51?
Part of the now poop culture extended universe.
And
slip it in.
I guarantee you that will start a conversation.
It will. Might be.
I'm not telling you what direction said conversation will go.
Might be with an officer. It's fine.
But it will start a conversation.
So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.